Unit 53. Opinions.
Speaking and listening.
Introduction.
What do you think of...
marriage?
Yes.
Well, I think it's sometimes a good thing and sometimes a bad thing.
Yeah.
What do you think of my jacket?
Your jacket?
Yes.
What do I think of it?
Yes.
Well, dark grey is a very interesting colour.
Do you think so?
Yes. Some people don't like dark grey. A lot of people don't like dark grey. But I think dark grey is a very interesting colour.
Oh, good.
And with that yellow shirt, it's remarkable.
Oh, thank you.
There's just one thing.
Yes?
I like the dark grey jacket. And the yellow shirt is very interesting. But I'm not sure about the purple tie.
Oh. Really?
Listen to these slogans and tell me what you think. Number one. Travel to the sun with sunshine travel.
That's not bad.
Uh-huh. Number two. Travel to the sunshine with sunshine travel.
That's a little better.
Mm-hmm. Number three. Sunshine Travel, the world's favorite travel agency.
No.
Right. And number four. With sunshine travel, it's a small world.
Perfect.
What's your opinion?
Listen.
We must go and see this play.
Which play?
The Empty Room. One critic says it's fascinating, marvellous, and terrific. And another critic says it's boring, stupid, and terrible.
Okay, let's get some tickets for tonight. Well, what did you think of it?
Of the play?
Yes. Was it fascinating, marvellous and terrific? Or boring, stupid and terrible?
I thought it was interesting.
Listen and repeat.
Fascinating. Marvellous. Terrific.
Boring. Stupid. Terrible. Listen and answer.
What's the most fascinating book you've ever read?
What's the most boring film you've ever seen? Listen and repeat. What did you think of it?
It was interesting.
What do you think of it?
It's interesting.
Listen. It's a marvelous exhibition, isn't it?
Magnificent.
He's a very interesting sculptor.
Fascinating.
He's sort of simple, but complicated.
Yes, I know what you mean. He's kind of classical, but modern.
That's right. Look at this, for example. What do you think of it?
Terrific.
Yes. A chair. A bottle on the chair. A small packet next to the bottle.
Remarkable.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. Madam, that's my lunch.
Oh.
I agree.
Listen and repeat.
I agree. You're right.
I quite agree. You're absolutely right.
Listen.
Could we have the first question, please?
Many people think nuclear power is dangerous and say we should abandon it completely. Do you agree?
Many people think nuclear power is dangerous and say we should abandon it completely. Do you agree? Jeremy Barrett.
Yes, nuclear power is dangerous, very dangerous. And yes, we should abandon it completely before it's too late.
Well, Jeremy Barrett has no doubts about this question. Helen Short.
I agree with Jeremy. I think he's absolutely right. Nuclear power is very, very dangerous. We should use other forms of energy, the sun, the wind, the waves of the sea, for example. Many people have said nuclear power, no thanks, and I agree with that opinion.
I disagree.
Listen and repeat.
I disagree. You're wrong.
I totally disagree. You're quite wrong.
Listen.
Well, Henry Boswell, what do you think?
Well, I totally disagree with Jeremy Barrett and Helen Short. I think they're quite wrong. Nuclear power is a very safe form of energy. Should we abandon it? No, we should definitely not abandon it. Helen Short talked about the sun, the wind, and the waves of the sea. These are nice ideas, but they are not practical ideas.
You're quite wrong, Henry. They're very practical ideas.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry, Helen, but they are not practical ideas.
Yes, they are.
Well, we have two opposite opinions there. Could we have the next question, please?
Listen and say, I agree or I disagree.
Nuclear power is dangerous and we should abandon it completely.
No comment.
Listen.
Mr. Boswell, is your party going to win this election?
It's hard to say at the moment.
But you feel things are going well?
It's difficult to say at the moment. We'll have to wait for all the results.
If your party wins, who will be the new foreign minister?
I really don't know.
Do you think you'll be the new foreign minister yourself?
No comment.
People have suggested that you would like the job.
I have no comment on that.
Would you accept the job?
No comment. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Song.
Maybe.
It isn't always easy to say that's wrong or that's right. It isn't always easy, this gray between black and white. So don't be surprised when you ask me, do you agree? And I reply, maybe. Maybe it's good enough for me. You can say that day is the opposite of night, but some things aren't either wrong or right. You can say that old is the opposite of new, but some things are only sometimes true. Surprised when you ask
ask me, do you agree? And I reply, maybe, 'cause maybe it's good enough for me.
You can say that day is the opposite of night, but some things are neither wrong or right. You can say that old is the opposite of new, but some things are only sometimes true. You can say that day is the opposite of night, but some things are neither wrong or right.
Accents of English.
This speaker is from Australia. Listen.
I'm a French teacher, and at home, if I was teaching a French lesson, a child didn't want to learn French, he'd say, but I'll never go to France. I won't ever need it. And I get the same answer, the same response here. I'll never go to France. I can't really imagine why anybody would say it. You know, to me, it seems such an incredible sort of sentence. In other subjects, they're still not interested in learning. There's no real urge to do it. I think perhaps it's probably sort of a result of the society they live in. In Australia, it's a fairly egalitarian society, and your qualification is your passport to success. Here, it's sort of either family or money, or both, and your success line is already mapped out. I find that the teaching staff room varies a lot between Australia and England. The teachers in Australia are more unified. They have one idea, and it's generally carried out as a unified whole idea. But in England, I find that the teachers tend to have lots of varying ideas. Perhaps they think they're being sort of liberal or sort of freedom lovers, but they tend to fight against each other in their ideas and beliefs and don't present to the students a unified idea so that the child knows exactly where he's going.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Can I give you a hand?
You can cut the tomatoes if you like.
Okay.
Oh, do you mind if I turn the radio on for a moment?
Go ahead.
There's a programme about schools.
Oh.
Very interesting. Have you noticed any other differences between schools in Australia and schools in England?
I find that the teaching staff room varies a lot between Australia and England. The teachers in Australia are more unified. They have one idea, and it's generally carried out as a unified whole idea. But in England, I find that the teachers tend to have lots of varying ideas. Perhaps they think they're being sort of liberal or sort of freedom lovers, but they tend to fight against each other in their ideas and beliefs and don't present to the students a unified idea so that the child knows exactly where he's going.
Hello?
Elizabeth, hi, it's me.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Where are you?
I'm still at the office, sorry, but I'm leaving right now. Is everybody there?
Angela's here, but the others haven't arrived yet.
Okay, I'm on my way. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. In next week's Opinions on Education, we'll be discussing private schools. A good thing or a bad thing? Until then, goodbye.
Oh.
Well, are you a liberal, freedom-loving teacher?
I don't know. I suppose so. I just try to be a good teacher.
Is your staff room full of fighting teachers?
No, I wouldn't say we fight exactly. We don't all have the same opinions, of course, but I think that's a good thing.
Have you seen the film If?
Oh, the film about English public schools?
Yes.
Yes, I saw it a few years ago.
What did you think of it?
Well, I thought it was sort of interesting.